Hello, and welcome to the Grind Facts Podcast. In this podcast, you'll follow along as we find answers to all the burning questions about fetal development and help pregnant people make informed choices from facts, not fear. My name is Dr. Shalaka Shah, and I have a PhD in child psychology with a focus on the effects of prenatal stress on the development of the baby. I'm also pregnant by IVF, currently in my second trimester.
Hi, I'm Dr. Allison Baker. I'm a physician specializing in internal medicine with a particular interest in obstetrical medicine. I'm also a new mom of newborn twins. So if you guys are a frequent listener, you might have noticed that there have been changes to our intro.
Hooray!
So the first thing is congratulations to Dr. Shah, who has finally had her PhD. Yoo-hee!
Yes, hooray. Although, I don't know, should we say it's complicated because we record.
Yeah, let's say the date.
So we're putting the intro because by the time this episode is released, I will have defended my dissertation. But as of the moment of recording, I have not yet defended my dissertation. That being said.
But we are very confident that you will have it. Yay!
Yes. So hooray. So that's the first thing. The next thing is that you're a mom.
Yeah.
Of babies that are out there in the world breathing the same air.
That's right. And this is not a projection thing. This is an actual thing. So I gave birth in January. So my twins are 7 weeks right now. And I have sent them out with their dad on a walk.
Yes, because otherwise I think this audio would consist of crying noises in the background.
It's very hard to have both of them quiet at the same time. Like, it happens, but it's hard to make sure.
Yes, I don't know how. I think for those lucky people who have podcast recording studios that have isolation, you know, sound isolation and whatever. But yeah, you know, reflecting our new circumstances, new things that are going on. You've given birth. You're on maternity leave. It's crazy. There's a lot of changes.
Yeah, and you have another change that you mentioned in the intro, which is that you are pregnant. Yay! Congratulations!
Yes! Hooray! So it's again, not a surprise to our regular listeners who have been following along and hearing about the progress, but I guess for the open transparency, like the time that has elapsed between the recording of our last episode and the recording of our current episode is how long? 2 months have elapsed, and so I'm currently in my second trimester. I am about to start 15 weeks of my pregnancy, so like things are progressing really nicely, but I have to say that one of the reasons that we've had a break was obviously because you had newborn babies and you had to take care of them. Babies are more important than podcasts.
Babies trump podcasts. Yep.
Babies trump podcasts. Generally, that's our philosophy. And then the other reason was that my first trimester was like legitimately so awful. It was so bad. It was exhausting. I was throwing up all the time. I'm sleeping 12 hours. I'm now on medication for the nausea, which is great because it wasn't just nausea. I was also like legitimately throwing up and dry heaving all times of the day, random places, random times. It was exhausting. I had mental fog. It was so difficult. I feel like I could barely survive. And so the idea of recording a podcast was definitely out of limits. So I'm kind of recovering and I'm in my second trimester, early days, and things are getting better, but I'm still not fully up to speed. So
yeah,
it's been so rough.
We did discuss when at the beginning of the podcast, my first trimester, how like the fatigue is there. Mm-hmm. But again, it affects everybody a bit differently. And I think the fact that you were nauseous, that really hit hard. Mm. And the fatigue was hard to combine with all of the other things that you were juggling at the same time. So it's not the same for every woman, but most people will have a harder time during their first pregnancy and then it'll get better. And then after that,
really?
Well, you are getting better, right?
Well, you said in their first pregnancy.
Oh, no. Oh, my bad. My bad. I meant first trimester. Your second pregnancy will also suck.
Hooray.
I think I mentioned this, but I have a friend who has 4 kids. And I was like, how did you do? How did you manage when you were pregnant with your 4th? Like, I'm pregnant with my 1st. And all I want to do is go home and lie down on my sofa. And she was like, yep, that happens too. So I put everybody to bed at 7. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, makes sense. It makes sense. And there are some people, I have one of my best friends, you know, told me that for her pregnancies, it didn't ever really get better, that the whole pregnancy was awful. Oh. But I think, like, what I'm realizing is that definitely there is a distribution of range of symptoms and ways that people feel. And I was blindsided because I was like, I don't understand. Has everyone just been like, how is everyone doing this? And I'm realizing that, okay, like, not everyone has it this bad. You know, the thoughts about prenatal stress uppermost in my mind, because I'm like, I'm so fucking stressed right now. Like, I'm so stressed. I'm slacking on my job. I'm so tired. My mental health is bad. My food intake is bad. Everything fucking sucks. And now that I'm at the other end of it, I feel a little bit better. I'm coming out of it. But yeah, like, it's important that we talk about it and that we extend grace and that we support the people who are going through these things, because it's not doable when you do it alone.
Yes. And speaking of not doing it alone, I'd like to mention that Shalaka came and helped me out last weekend with the twins. So that
was so much fun. I met the babies for the first time.
Yes. I think my babies are really cute, but that might be my hormones talking, but
no, they're adorable. They're adorable. I can confirm, as an outsider, I will confirm that they're super cute.
So when you have a newborn baby, outside help is really useful. So at the beginning, I had this, I think, arrogance where I thought that, oh, we can do it. We'll be fine. But the lack of sleep really gets to you. And what we find the most helpful is to have somebody come and spend the night. And that extra person will take care of the babies so that my partner can sleep. And so we do the breastfeeding routine. So I did the breastfeeding routine with Shalaka while my boyfriend could sleep. And then after that, if the babies won't fall asleep again, then I can just leave them with that person and be like, figure it out, and then go back to sleep myself.
Yeah.
And so that's really useful, because our lack of sleep, I think, is our biggest problem right now. And that makes us grumpy. And it's really hard to still be patient with your partner, because you are focusing so much on the baby, and in my case, on the babies. And 100% of my patience goes there. And so I have a lot less tolerance for the other aspects of my life. And so both of us are really cranky because of the lack of sleep, and we're giving all of the energy to that baby. So it's hard to be lenient on the other person.
You're not going to have the patience to be understanding.
Exactly. And the other thing is, I think it's hard. There's an extra part that makes it harder for the non-birthing partner, is that as the mom, I am so focused on the babies that, and he was used to having like a lot of that attention, and now he doesn't have it anymore. I don't think he's unique in this, but I think in his head he's going with, does she still love me? Because he's getting a lot less of my attention. And when I am giving him attention, it's usually because I'm cranky, and sometimes I am like snapping his head off. And so it's tough for me, but it's also tough for him. And I think it's really hard to hear him complain about the lack of sleep, because I'm like, you are getting sleep. I am getting up and breastfeeding all of the time, and you get a break once in a while. But then I realized that I fall asleep a lot quicker than he does. And apparently it's because of the prolactin. So the fact that I'm breastfeeding is actually helping me go back to sleep more quickly.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, well, there's at least that going for us.
Yeah. Although it might not be like that for everyone, but at least for you, it's like that. So you take your blessings where you can get them, right?
Yes, definitely. And so the other thing that I wanted to mention is that since Shalaka came over, well, then we basically gave her a crash course in newborn caregiving. And
I learned a lot.
And including the changing of the diapers. And she did really, really good. She was changing the diapers by herself. So I was asking her, was it just a pee-pee or they poop, just so that I can keep track of what's going on?
In my defense, it's not the difference between peeing and pooping. That's very evident. You were asking me to gauge the scale of the pooping, which...
So she kept on telling me that they have pooped. And I was like, they don't usually poop 10 times a day. And so at one point, I go and change a diaper. And my baby had this massive poop. Like, this is,
oh my God,
no question asked. Like, it had filled up the diaper. And I was like, So this is a poop. Is that what you saw? And she leaned in, she took a look, and she ran to the bathroom, and she was like gagging her life. So I was like, well, obviously that's not what she had noticed in the previous time.
No, as I will repeat, I have a specific reflex when it comes to the visual side of poop. And like, it's literally one of the reasons why Ian and I don't have a dog. Cause when we took care of my in-laws' Labrador when he was a puppy and we were like training him and whatever, when we got him in the winter, he would poop in the snowbank and that was fine. And I would pick it up without having to look at it too much. But when the snow melted, he was upset because he's like, where's my snowbank? And I was upset because his poop was right there on the sidewalk. And every time I had to pick it up, I would be like gagging and like almost vomiting. And everyone was like, don't worry, when it's a baby, it's different. Their poop doesn't smell as bad and it's whatever. And it's like, it's true. Their poop doesn't smell bad, but it doesn't look great. And if I look too closely, that's the problem. And I think the lesson here is that Ian is going to take care of all the diapers. I don't know.
We'll see about that. But I agree. Like, the poop doesn't smell so bad, but my babies are so farty and their farts are stinky. Like, I am impressed. I did not expect this.
So, because they're so sweet and tiny and innocent. And you're like, I can't believe that smell just came out of you. Like, that's, ugh.
Like, yeah. I have a 125-pound dog and his farts are really stinky. But, like, the babies are on a competitive level with him. Like, I am impressed.
I wonder what's going on with their microbiota, right? Something's going on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, basically, all that to say that there's been a lot going on for both of us. And so, as a result, because we record episodes so much in advance, in part because we have science episodes and coordinating with people to interview can be difficult, what that means is that this episode is going to serve as a little wrap-up. And we consider this to be the end of season one. We're going to take a break. We are going to be coming back with the season two, but we're not exactly sure how long the break is going to be, but we will be back.
And in season two, then we'll discuss a bit more about the giving birth, the breastfeeding, the mm-hmm. grumpy partners, and all of those other fun things. And we'll get a chance to discuss Shalaka's pregnancy, which will probably have very different issues than what I lived throughout my pregnancy. So that'll be more food for thought.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just want to thank everyone for hanging in there for season one and for all the really wonderful positive feedback we got from people. So make sure that if you want to know when season two is coming back, that you've subscribed to the Growing Fast podcast in whatever podcast venue you listen to podcasts, because we'll pop up one day, maybe we'll make an announcement, I don't know, but if you don't subscribe, you won't know when we're back. So
thank you guys again for tuning in, and we hope that we see you again in season two. We had a lot of fun doing this podcast, and we hope that you guys liked it too. We're determined that there will be a season two, but feel free to leave us some comments and encouragement. We will take also any constructive criticism as to what you think we should do with season two. So make sure that you contact us on Facebook and Instagram under the name Growing Facts Podcast, or email us at growingfactswithanspodcast@gmail.com. We will not be seeing you next week, but soon enough.
All right. Bye, everyone.